You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ah, it is our favorite time of the week, ladies and gentlemen. It is Festivus Friday. We have made it. It is 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. We do have a couple of open lines. If you want to grab one, 913-586-7798. Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week. Dana Wright.
I told Scott this has never happened in 14 years, and when it happened to me this last week, I screamed out loud, I cursed it, and I want someone to help me figure out why this product is so maddening. Have you ever tried to open dog food? It is very specific to dog food and cat litter, where there's this awful heavy twine and this little white barrier at the top. You can only pull the twine one very specific way out of 1,000 different combinations where it'll just go brrrr, and then the whole thing pops open and it's beautiful. Mm. If you can't do that, you will spend the next 20 minutes ripping at it. I harmed my fingers. It hurt. You'll end up stabbing it with scissors. Why? They need to put that stuff around the Louvre because you ain't ever getting in to any building that is wrapped in that twine.
Wow.
And it's only on cat litter and dog food.
Why don't you just start with a pair of scissors?
Because it shouldn't be that hard to get into it. There's one way in.
How much cat litter do you need?
Well, I'm just saying it's usually just pet products. I don't know why. There's one way that if you pull it, the whole thing just goes brrrr in this glorious opening rip. It's very satisfying. But I bet 2 times out of 50 that happens for
me. Do you ever use pod coffee for
the
Keurig?
Yeah.
Have you ever bought Cameron's?
No.
That's my favorite brand. But they come in a bag that it looks like it would be just so simple. You just pull
just
it from each side. I've never been able to do it. You have to use scissors.
They probably got together with the cat litter
people. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know where they're going to go when they die? Hell.
Okay, I agree.
913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. And we are off. 913-586-7798. You guys know the rules. You cannot name a company or business by name or a private individual. You can name governments or public officials or figures by their name, okay? And the host of your program cannot challenge your grievance. John in Gardner, you are first in, first up. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I like your show. I like it a lot.
Well, thank
hey,
you.
John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Real quick, well, as quick as I can do it here. My grievance today is every once in a while when we're running late, everybody's running late, I got to get some drive-through food on the way home. And so I stop at the local, we'll call it Dick Monalt's. It's on the way home from my work. And it invariably this is what happens. I'll go through the drive-thru, order, no problem. Get to the first door, first window or whatever, pay and all that good stuff. And they'll ask you, you want your receipt? And that's when I remember what always happens. I say, yes, I will take my receipt. Thank you. Because then I get to the next window and it's like the manager from the movie Office Space comes up and he's like, you know, if you could just move forward, that would be great. thanks. And so I move forward to the area of perpetual ignorage and I sit there in front of that window wondering what the deal is. I order right off the menu. I'm not asking for Wago burgers or Dodo Bird nuggets or anything like that. And nobody else is waiting. Everybody else is getting their food and going by me. And I don't want to be that guy that complains, you know? So I'm waiting there, and after a lot of people go by me, and I mean a lot of people go by me, mm-hmm. I finally get up the courage to wave down one of the guys that's bringing food to the people at the, you know, the order online area. And I say, hey, I'm sorry, you know, something might be wrong with my order. Could you check on it? I hand him my receipt, and he goes in. And then after about another 5 minutes, I'm like, you know, I gave him the only proof I have that I am waiting for anything. And he looks like he's 12. He might have just thrown it away. He's about to get off and said, hey, 6'7", boomer, I'm out of here. But
6'7", boomer,
finally,
I'm out.
After I'm really, you know, getting worked up, about 15 minutes later, here comes all my food. I'm like, all right, great. I can finally go home. If somebody's playing a joke on me there, it's great. I give them props because it happens almost every time I go through the drive-thru.
Well, hey, John, real quick before we let you go, we've been noticing you've been missing a lot of work lately.
Wouldn't really say I've been missing it.
All right, buddy.
Boom.
Stacy in Lansing. Stacy, hello.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Butterflies.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you?
We're doing very well. Is this a Stacy that lives next door to Coach Odom?
Yep, and I'm walking right now over to his door.
Well, you tell him I said hello.
He loves you.
Well, I love him, but go ahead. What's your grievance?
I love you guys. I don't have a grievance. I have a gratitude.
Oh,
yell it on it.
You guys are just awesome. Dana, I need that wig that you had on in the Milli Vanilli
yes.
thing that you guys did. That wig was nice. Guys, no. Give me just 1 second because he's getting ready to open the door.
Okay. We'll wait.
He doesn't open the door for people.
Jeez. For the record, this is the home of. She's going to the home of my high school football coach, a man that I have immense respect for.
Don't laugh.
Yes.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming.
All right.
He's probably looking at me like, "Oh, here's her at."
That's all right. You didn't get bleeped.
Hold on, he's coming.
Well, how long is it? The man's 75 years old.
Stacey.
No. His son is here with him, too. Derek's here.
Oh.
Hold on, you guys.
Stacey?
I think.
What is going on?
Hold it.
Oh, my gosh. That was a violent knock. It was an angry knock.
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
His name is Coach, not Hodel.
Okay, Stacey, we got a lot of people trying to get in here. We're gonna let you go, but you tell Coach we said hi.
Okay. You guys want me to call you back or what?
No, we're good, but you tell Derek I said hello as well. And we love you, Stacey. That was one of the weirdest calls we've ever taken in 14 years. Kirk in Independence. Kirk, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. I do have your reservation for Funky Town for this evening.
Merciful Jesus, thank you.
Also, to Dan
Weinbaum.
Weinbaum, the current temperature of Funky Town is a cool 54 degrees. Thank you, Mother Nature, for the weather. Yeah. Don't appreciate that.
Okay.
2 cheers, as per instructions of your call taker. Sam, come back, hopefully, when you can. My two cheers are for just Josh Simmons. Hope you get what you need to get done, bud. And also the Chiefs. Hopefully, we get a win at Arrowhead against the Commanders on Monday.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it. I wanted to do cheers, but as against advice from your call taker, I am not doing them.
Okay. All right. So. We'll see you at Funky Town tomorrow night. Really appreciate the reservation. Jody in Liberty. Jody, hello.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. Hello there.
Hi.
Okay. I do have a grievance with, and it is, I won't name the company. They advertise with your radio station. All I will say is they install generators. I'll leave it at that. They went to my 85-year-old mother's house to do a quote check on her system.
Wait,
Jody,
you're talking about an advertiser of ours, and you were way too specific.
And I don't know which one, but we might and we might not. And so we can't disparage any of them because we don't know. It's like the other day when the NBA scandal hit and it was like one NBA coach has been implicated. And it's like, okay, well, which one?
There's only 30. All right, Jody, super appreciate it, but I'd like to come to work on Monday. And
I can't have any drama on Friday. We're so close to getting home. We're so close to being out of here.
913-586-7798. Festive's Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, here we go. Dale in Eastern Shawnee. Dale, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are things in the Western Shawnee?
Perfect. We've got the dome up. We're not getting a drop of rain right now.
Fabulous, fabulous. Hey, Scott, what time does Wheel of Fortune come on every day?
6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So as somebody who is very driven by time, why is it that my terrible jokes are never at 3:45? You keep telling you're going to have terrible jokes at 3:45. I put my life on hold. 3:53, I finally get my terrible joke.
Oh, were we I a see what you're saying. Were we tardy this week?
No, you always. You got to jibber-jabber, and you got to play some more commercials. You call for jokes at 3:45. I never get until after 3:50.
That is a fair grievance, Dale.
Man, you guys got first-world problems in Eastern Shawnee, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Are you just mad because you don't have a dome?
Well, absolutely. I mean, come on. It's Eastern Shawnee. We're on the wrong side of I-35.
I-435. 435, brother. All right. Be well, my friend. Have a great weekend. All right. Take care. Terry in Gardner. Terry, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Great show. Thank you, Scott, for the tip on Cancun yesterday.
Oh, were you the one that I gave the recommendation to?
You did.
Oh, good. Good for you.
I'm into that. I'm thinking about maybe going there, taking the wife.
You'll love it.
Anyway, I hope so. Here's my grievance. I cannot believe this. It happens all the time, and I'm just going to not name a store. But you go into a store, and you buy 16 items, all little items, big items, square items, long items, and they'll say, do you need a bag for that? Yesterday, I said, holy crap, I don't have enough pockets. I'm going to have to make 3 pockets. Would you mind giving me a bag? And it's unfazed. They don't even look at you funny. They don't. I don't get it. I mean, why would you even ask that question?
Mm-hmm.
That's my
great right, grievance.
All right.
I don't think I've ever heard that one on here.
It's so. They're on autopilot is why. Do you need a bag?
The boss must say, these sacks are very valuable, so do not offer them unless you have to.
Let's go to Nathan in Blue Springs. Nathan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
Hey, so I got a grievance that is kind of in line with Dana's, and it happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
So I bought a bag of cat food this morning before I went to work, and I went to open it, and usually when I get cat food, it has the twine, the real thick twine that you can't ever open. But mine did not. It was just a sealed bag on all sides, and I had to take a steak knife and whittle my cat food bag open.
Yep. Because, Nathan, the bags are also made out of this very thick, overlapping, weird plastic.
Plastic, right. Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. See, and, like, I do lithography. Is it lithography? I don't know. But, like, printing stuff, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen something this thick.
I haven't either. It's awful.
Cut it with a knife.
It's a great grievance, my friend. Do appreciate it, Nathan.
Have I opened up a bag? My grievance? Really? I feel like everybody's been holding this one in like a fart for 20 years, and everyone is like, amen, sister. I win with my grievance.
I don't think it's a bad grievance. I think it's a good grievance. We do have a couple of open lines, by the way, if you want them, 913-586-7798. Big Al in Blue Springs. Big Al, hello.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Good. Thank you for allowing me time on your show.
It's yours.
My grievance is this word called whatnot.
Whatnot?
Whatnot.
Yeah, I love whatnot, Big Al.
This is a new one.
I've never heard of the word whatnot until like 2013. It's the first time I ever heard it. It's a town I think you've never been to. It's called Dodge City.
Well, and that's where I see grown men naked.
It was weird because everybody started saying whatnot from there. What does it mean? Well, it does not make sense.
I think, Big Al, I think it's a Southern Missouri thing, and let me tell you why.
Or Western Kansas.
I had never heard whatnot, and then Johnny entered my life, and he would say, you know, this and this and whatnot. And it's one of my favorite things he says. And yeah. Now I say it because he says it, but I don't know its origin. I think it's like...
When did it come out? When did you start saying it?
I've heard the word whatnot for all my life.
About a year and a half ago, but not all the time, Scott. He says it all the time.
But I also spent a lot of time growing up in Texas, and so it was not an uncommon...
Origin of whatnot.
All right, so here it is. I have the definition of whatnot. It is used to refer to an item or items that are not identified but are felt to have something in common with items already named. So
and whatnot.
So, Big Al, we're going to head to the store. I'm going to get some hammers. I'm going to get some screwdrivers, maybe a saw, and, you know, whatnot.
I gotcha.
It can mean anything, everything, or all sorts of things, and it originates from the 1500s.
I think it's a slacker word.
I love it.
It's a slacker word.
I love
people
the whatnot.
They slack themselves down to whatnot.
You think it's a? you say it's a lazy word?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the people. It's like our country. We're just getting bellowed down and doing next to nothing.
We got all kinds of problems and whatnot.
Yeah. And whatnot comes in now.
Well, listen, exactly. I hope you watch a lot of football and maybe some baseball and whatnot this weekend.
All weekend will be sports. Thank
right.
you, sir.
All right, big good. Mary and Shawnee. Mary, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I adopted a dumpster cat. I named him Archer.
Okay. And I just went and had his little friends cut off.
Yep.
And why can they not make a cone of shame better than just plastic around their neck?
It looks like a satellite dish with your cat as the antenna.
You're right. The technology there, Mary, over the years has never, ever changed.
How? Yeah, it's just he's sitting there, sitting in a stew, just staring at me.
Oh,
it's very demoralizing.
Mary, let me tell you right now, you are the least favorite person on the planet to him.
Yeah, I know. This morning I was his angel, and now he's like going to kill me or something.
Yeah, you just had his tackleberries taken off.
I know, and I told him this morning, so.
Huh. Well, you go put some peas on that and have a good weekend, Mary.
Hey, how long does Parcher have to wear the cone of shame?
They want him to wear it for 2 weeks, but that's not happening.
No.
Well, the one, can I be, is it Archer or Parcher?
Archer.
Archer.
Oh, I thought you said like Parcher. I beg your pardon.
No, Archer like Travis Kelce does the Archer.
I get it. I understand what an Archer is.
I got it.
All right. I'll tell you this. Be careful about taking the thing off too soon. Because they will try to lick down there.
Okay.
And
you know what? We didn't need the visual. I know what you're... Yes.
And they have stitches, and it'll take the... cats have sharp tongues, and it'll take the stitches out.
That's just great. Okay.
So I'm...
Thank you for that.
I'm sorry that I tried to help a woman who
I'm sorry that you thought a name was Parcher, because that word doesn't exist in the history of all nomenclature.
Oh, really? What was your dog's name, the one that jumped out of a car?
Odie.
There's nobody in the history of the world that's ever been named Odie.
Yeah, unless you read or watch Garfield...
I don't.
Scott, that is the worst analogy you have ever leveled on this show in 14 years.
What are your two cats' names?
I'm not going to give out my cats' names.
Why not?
Because they're not Parcher. You literally just made up a word that doesn't exist.
What are your two cats' names?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. A quick break.
Parcher? What does that even mean?
913-586-7798. Maybe he's thirsty. He's parched. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I want the public record to reflect that before the break, Dana was eating my lunch because I misunderstood the name of this cat to be Parcher when the cat's real name was Archer. And Dana was riding me up and down the ladder saying, who names their cat Parcher? That's not even a real name for an animal. And I asked Dana to give me the name of her two cats. And she refused. She declined. So I put on my old reporter cap. And I got into the weeds and found a source. Dana's cats, for all to know, one is named Biscuits and one is named Gravy.
I did not name either one of those cats, nor did I bring either one of those cats home.
You could have changed their names.
I know, Scott.
When I adopted a 4.5-year-old dog the other day.
I didn't have the energy.
When I adopted a 4.5-year-old dog the other day, her name was Maya at the pound. And that was the name she knew.
I remember.
We've changed that name to Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
And now she responds to Lizzie, because I wasn't going to have my dog with the same name as my daughter.
I did say it would be odd to have a dog the same name as your child.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the heavy set cat? Is that Gravy?
Chubbs? Yeah, that's Gravy.
His nickname is Big Chubbs.
We call him Chubbs.
Matt in KCK on Festivus Friday. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, bud.
Go ahead.
Yeah, love you guys. Yeah, my grievance, earlier, Scott, you were talking about your father being buried in a military grave.
That is correct.
Yeah, and my father is as well. He's a Vietnam veteran. But you got me thinking about my dad, and then your playout music after that was Bob Seger's old-time rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That was my dad's favorite song.
Oh, no way.
That's what we call a God whisper, Matt.
Yeah, but me and my dad had a terrible relationship.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He was very abusive. He had schizophrenia and all kinds of things.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's too bad.
And, yeah, I just, you know. And he was buried on a day exactly like today.
Wet and cold and dark and gross. Dank. I do believe I heard Brian Busby earlier in the forecast say the word dank. And I looked at Scott and I go, did Busby just drop a dank in his forecast? I love it.
Let's go to Andy in Lenexa. Andy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You're going to have to help me here. I don't really know who to be upset with. I work in an industry that's really hard on glasses. I have prescription glasses.
Yeah.
And glasses, as you guys probably know, are very expensive. And so I know now that I need to go and get a prescription renewal. So I'll have to schedule an appointment for that. Well, I've been dreading that for a couple weeks now. And a coworker and I went to lunch today at a popular restaurant that serves cheese curds. Mm-hmm. And on the counter, they were giving away glasses that have the little white nerd tape in the middle of them, just kind of like a Halloween spoof thing. These stupid things are the prescription that I need to be able to see.
No way.
So now I'm going to be going around wearing nerd glasses. My kids are going to make fun of me. My coworkers are already making fun of me. But they actually,
they work.
They're the right prescription. So I don't even know who to be mad at.
You know what they call those glasses in the Army?
Yes, I do.
They're called birth control glasses.
Fortunately, these are black and not brown, but I'm right there with you, Scott.
Hey, if they work, I would at one point, Andy, take them into an eye doctor and say, what are these? And just see.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a great weekend. That's all I got.
You do the same, partner. Thank you, man. Cody in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Cody.
Hello, hello. Say, my grievance is the people that ride the scooters near downtown and in the downtown area, the ones that go against the grain as you are driving, and yet they have the audacity to yell at you as if we are in the wrong lane.
And they're going the wrong way.
They're going the wrong way. I had a guy stop at the intersection, curse me out, and then threw his little coffee, in a plastic cup, all over my windshield, and said, I'm going the wrong way. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
They should follow, they should be able to be fined as much as we do on the road system.
I agree. And Cody, I'm telling you, you got to pay attention out there. I was on my way to a doctor's appointment the other day, and it was hospital adjacent.
Okay.
And it was one of those where you turn in. It's a wide lane going this way. Then there's a huge, fat, wide, grassy median in the middle. And then a wide lane going the other way. And I look up and there is a woman exiting the entrance. Literally in my lane, I'm coming in to go to the doctor's office. She is just coming.
Oh, she's right coming straight at you.
Because the lanes were just wide enough that I think she thought this is two lane. I'm just going to be on the right side. No, your side is over there.
So how did you and Marge and Doris solve this problem?
All the way over to the right, and I kind of honked at her and waved because I thought if someone else isn't paying attention, they're going to turn in and slam right into her. She just kept on going, driving the wrong way the whole way down. I was like,
how old was she?
Oh, she reminded me that I needed to go to the store and grab Q-tips.
Let me rephrase. Is it possible her school classmates were named Mabel?
It's possible.
Doris.
It's possible.
Okay.
Dorothy, I don't know if we'll have time.
Okay. Kathy in Kansas City, by the way, we do have an open line at 913-586-7798. Today's grievances are good, so keep them up. Kathy in Kansas City, hello.
Hello. Guys, I love your show.
Uh-oh.
And Dana, I really love you.
Uh-oh.
But I gotta agree with Scott that it sounds like what he heard it.
You thought the woman said Parcher was the name of her dog?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look this up. Is Parcher a word? And the answer is no. But I'm going to humor you here, Kathy.
Well, you don't have to humor me. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Okay, it's sort of not a word, but it is. Parcher is what you would say to describe something that causes dryness or extreme thirst. Like, I was roaming around lost in the desert the other day, and it was a real parcher.
I understand, but what my ears heard was Parcher, not Archer.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. And by the way, Parcher is a known surname in certain countries. It is not a given name, but it is a known surname in certain countries.
Okay.
So, I mean, potentially she could have been naming this cat after her great-great-grandfather.
Yes.
Whose last name was?
Who died of thirst in a desert.
Fighting a war.
With no water.
That's right.
For miles.
That is right.
This is a horrible way to go. It's a real parcher.
Festivus Friday is brought... Don't make me laugh because that's when I cough. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q30.
The last thing my great-grandfather said was a word no one had ever heard.
It sure is a parcher out here. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com. Let me grab one more before we get to a quick break, and then we'll get everybody else in. Lucy and Lee Summit, hello.
Hello. Wouldn't be a happy Friday if we didn't talk about zipper merges and roundabouts.
Well, no. Of course not.
So I took my daughter to get her driver's license at the Highway State Patrol on Monday, and you don't have to even drive on the highway to get a driver's license. They don't take you through a zipper merge. They don't take you around a roundabout, and they don't take you, and you can pass without being able to parallel park. My daughter hit the cone, and she still passed.
They're letting anybody in these days.
Yeah, pretty much, but she got it on her 16th birthday, and she's excited, and now she's a driver, and so everybody else, God made breaks for everybody else.
Clear the roads in Lee Summit.
Yep. That's
amen.
Sure.
Thanks for the warning. All right, 913-586-7798. We've got two on hold, so we could probably get, if we're efficient with our time, two more in. So if you want in, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning.
A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dane and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Karen in Kansas City. Karen, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Dana and Scott. Hi. I had a gratitude. My son was driving back to Lawrence on Tuesday and was speeding down the road, and there was a deer, and he swerved. And rolled the truck. He's lucky to be alive. The roof collapsed. I am just grateful for the nice man who came out of his house and stayed with him until I was able to get there, and for the deputy who said that if he, you know, had it could have gone off a lot of different ways. That he's lucky to be alive. He was wearing a seatbelt. But I am just grateful to the deputy, to Rick who helped him out, and I'm just grateful my son walked away from this.
Thank you so much for the call,
Karen. We are too. Get to church on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Bob in Belton. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Dana and Parks.
Hi.
Glad to hear you guys. I listen every day.
Well, thank you for that.
You shouldn't allow gratitudes on Friday grievances.
We've heard that.
And Dana freaks me out because she laughs like my sister. I'm a CDL flatbed driver. I do deliveries. I'm on 435 all the time. There was a wreck at about 3 o'clock on 435 eastbound at Metcalf. I had merged two lanes and was merging another lane to get around, and had a wide open spot and had my blinker on. I started merging. As I did, the CDL driver behind me accelerated and did not see me and slammed on his brakes and swerved. He would have created a very devastating problem at that point. I waited for him to get past me at state line to flip him off or give him the finger.
We know what that means.
A little one-finger wave, Bob, on a Friday?
Yes, yes. And he had his cell phone in his hand looking at it.
So he wouldn't have even seen your one-finger wave.
No, he was busy looking at his phone. So that's my grievance. Yep. Watch out for CDL drivers. Some of us are not very good at it.
All right, my friend. Got you in. Maggie in Lee Summit. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. I drive from Lee Summit to way over to Olathe all the time. It's those super, super bright headlights that are just like just the absolute worst. It's so hard to drive. People will get right on your tail and just like completely, you know, light up your vehicle. You can't see anything. You can't see the road in front of you. They're just super annoying.
Okay. All right. We got you in.
It's usually trucks.
Last one goes to Eric in Lee Summit. Eric, good afternoon. Hello. Eric once.
You know what's wrong with Eric?
His neighbor just stole his phone?
No.
Oh.
He's stranded out in the desert, and it's a real parcher. He doesn't have the energy to call in and grieve.
Eric.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. You've got 1 minute. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a really quick grievance. Sorry, I had my phone on mute. My neighbor, I live in an apartment, my neighbor upstairs, I tried to figure out a way to describe this, and I can only think of what Dana said the other day about maybe being affiliated with the mob and having concrete on your shoes. That's all I can hear. And at the weirdest times of the day that you could think of, like midnight, 3 a.m. I mean, that's my grievance. I can't stand my upstairs neighbor. And she's a elderly woman, and I think she gets her steps in in her apartment, and we don't have a large apartment. So, I mean, I think she's just doing laps with concrete shoes.
Okay. All right. We got you in, my friend. Thank you for it.
Maybe she's a vampire.
Tonight is the start of the World Series. Starts at 7 o'clock Eastern on Fox.
And one of the MLB commentators is Vinny. Vinny Pasquantino is one of the commentators tonight.
I saw that. Today is also National Bologna Day. Celebrating birthdays today, Drake is 39. Monica is 45. Bill Wyman, the original bassist for the Rolling Stones, is 89. And Kevin Kline, the actor, is 78. We got to run. Have a great weekend, everybody. All right? Be safe. Be well. On behalf of our producer today, Rocco, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, my lovely daughter who's in here just celebrated her 21st birthday yesterday, Maya Parks, is here. My name is Scott Parks, and we will see you on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night. Take care.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.